cold open. Picture this. A plant manager skips a single morning 10-minute check-in with the shift lead. That afternoon, a small equipment issue goes unreported. Overnight, the problem grows. Production misses a critical customer delivery, and morale dips because people feel like no one was listening. It's one missed check-in, but downstream, the cost is real. I keep thinking about that morning. A simple ritual missed, consequences multiplied.
Wow, that image lands hard. It's a classic. When leaders treat check-ins like optional calendar noise, the system quietly recalibrates to lower visibility. Good intentions don't produce results. Disciplined execution does. So today, we want to talk about designing leader check-ins that are short, respectful, and actually move work forward.
Welcome to the Excellence Imperative. I'm James Whitmore, and with me is Mark Ellison. We're digging into daily and weekly leader check-in rituals that bridge servant leadership and operational accountability. Principles don't expire. Practices do. Our aim? Not another meeting design spreadsheet, but a human, repeatable routine that protects people and produces results.
And we're doing this as a practical clinic. We'll unpack a 15-30-minute check-in anatomy, give you three micro-behaviors to try this week, walk through a real case of a failing cadence and how it was redesigned, and end with a simple first 30-day measurement plan. No abstract theory, only what leaders can do tomorrow.
First, why rituals? People assume tools or dashboards fix accountability, but rituals, short, predictable interactions, shape behavior. They create predictable opportunities for coaching, discovery, and joint problem-solving. When done right, they reduce surprises. When done wrong, they become performative. Our episode framing is, rituals matter more than tools for durable accountability.
Reality check time. Here are common failure modes we see when leaders wing check-ins. 1. They devolve into a status dump, a parade of slide decks instead of learning. 2. They become a blame garden. People circle around who's at fault rather than solving root causes. 3. Cadence drifts. What started as daily becomes weekly, then disappears. If it doesn't work in the system, it doesn't work at all.
Exactly. To avoid those traps, you need purpose and constraints. Purpose answers why this check-in exists. Constraints answer what will we not do in this time. For example, a 20-minute leader check-in purpose could be make visible the most important barriers to today's committed plan and agree immediate owner actions. Constraint, no reporting, only exception discussion tied to a committed plan.
Let me add anatomy, participants, agenda, and artifacts. Participants are the leader and one layer down, the person closest to the work. Agenda is short. 1. Are we on plan? 2. What obstacles emerged? 3. What immediate help is needed? Artifacts, the daily board or one-page A3, and a visible owner for follow-up. That's it. Intentionally small.
We promised a lived example. We recently worked with a regional operations leader. She runs 3 plants and told us how her daily 15-minute check-in saved a week of firefighting. She structured the check-in so the shift lead framed deviations in the language of capability, what the team couldn't do, not who failed. That shift in language created a problem-solving mindset, not a blame mindset.
She also enforced constraints. No slides, no dashboards, unless there's an exception. The check-in started with a single line. Here's today's commitment and where we aren't matching it. That clarity let them spend 9 minutes on normal operations and 6 minutes on exceptions, decisively better than hour-long meetings that go nowhere.
Okay, 3 micro-behaviors leaders can adopt immediately. Number 1, lead with respect by asking before you act. Phrase it like this: "Help me understand what you expected to happen and what actually happened." That invites explanation rather than defensiveness.
Number 2. Narrow the conversation to exceptions. Ask, "What did we commit to that's at risk today, and who owns the immediate containment?" Naming ownership prevents diffusion and makes the check-in productive rather than performative.
Number 3. Close with developmental coaching, not punishment. Use a short coaching script. "If this recurs, I want to help diagnose capability gaps. What support do you need from me to remove the barriers?" That's servant leadership in practice. Remove barriers, don't become one.
We promised scripts, so here are 3 high-leverage questions to use in a 15-30-minute check-in. 1. What's the one thing today that would make your shift successful? 2. What's blocking that, and who is the immediate owner to act? 3. What do we need to learn from this so it doesn't repeat? Short, respectful, and outcome-oriented.
Now a case study walkthrough. A failing weekly leadership cadence. They had long, unfocused meetings. Outcomes were weak because the sessions blurred strategy and daily execution. We helped them redesign it into 2 complementary rhythms: a daily 15-minute check-in focused on today's commitments, and a weekly 30-minute learning session to surface patterns and redesign systems. The daily protected people. The weekly improved the system.
Important trade-off surfaced. Leaders feared losing control if they shortened meetings. We pushed back. Control is not outcomes, it's capability. Shorter, more frequent check-ins increase leader visibility and give teams faster feedback loops. The design decision was to make visible intended versus actual work. That gap is where leaders add value.
Now let's hit a leadership tension. When do you intervene versus coach? Mark, you often say, "Not everything can be delegated, especially leadership." How do you decide when to step in?
Good question. I use 3 lenses: safety and risk, capability, and repeat frequency. If safety or immediate customer impact is at stake, you step in quickly and decisively. If it's capability, you coach and pair with a plan. If it's a one-off human error, you support learning. Principles only matter if they change behavior. Pick the intervention that changes the behavior you need.
That's a useful decision filter. In practice, we also want scripts for hard conversations. Try, "I want to understand what happened because I'm accountable for the conditions that let this occur. Tell me what you need from me to make sure your team can deliver next time." It centers responsibility without weaponizing authority.
Synthesis. Link this back to servant leadership and systems design. Leader check-ins aren't about micromanaging. They're an engineered habit that surfaces deviations early, clarifies ownership, and builds capability. Systems deliver exactly what they're designed to deliver. Design your routine to produce the culture and results you want.
Practical reality check. A rollout template and what to measure in the first 30 days. Week 0, pilot with 1 leader and 1 team. Week 1 to 2, daily 15-minute check-ins with the 3 scripted questions. Week 3 to 4, add a weekly 30-minute learning cadence to surface patterns. Metrics to track: number of exceptions raised, time to containment, number of repeat issues, and a simple trust pulse question. Did you feel supported in today's check-in? Measured anonymously.
And an important measurement note: don't obsess on output metrics alone. If exceptions decline but trust falls, you've got a problem. Balance outcome measures with a people signal. Standards are how respect shows up in operations. Protect both.
Leadership reflection question for listeners: what small check-in could you commit to this week that would make the most difference to the people you serve? Keep it simple. Who, when, and one question. Try it for 5 days and reflect on what changed.
Before we close, one reality check we promised, risks we considered. We worried this conversation would drift into abstract theory, so we gave scripts, a case redesign, and a 30-day test plan. We also forced ourselves to name the danger of turning a routine into a checkbox, so measure trust as well as compliance.
Final synthesis. Leader check-ins are a micro-architecture for servant leadership. They create predictable touchpoints where leaders remove barriers, protect people, and hold the system accountable. Remember, results are the lagging indicator. Leadership behavior is the cause. Build the tiny rituals that shape how daily work gets done.
We'll close with a simple practice. Pick one check-in script from today. Run it every day for a week and track one people metric and one outcome metric. If it drifts, tighten the constraint. Stop reporting. Start exception-driven dialogue. If it helps, scale it. Execution is where strategy succeeds or fails.
Thanks for listening. If this episode helped you see how a short, disciplined routine can change daily life in your organization, subscribe to the Excellence Imperative and share the episode with a leader who needs a practical nudge. Excellence is not an outcome. It's a way of leading. We'll be back with more practical templates and real stories. Until then, lead with service.